Hello. This week we're going to learn Sicha and Parshas Kedushin. On the pasuk of Yehavta L'Recha Kamecha, you should love your friend as yourself. So Rashi explains. Rabbi Akiva said this is a great principle in the Torah. So when it comes to the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, you can ask how do I expect me to love another Jew as I love myself? I can control my thoughts, speech, and actions. How can I just decide who to love? Either I love the other person or I don't. So furthermore, the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael applies to every yid, even a Russia who has committed a eretz. So how can I love a Russia and not just a little bit, but as yourself, just as I love myself? So how can I love a Russia like myself? So to answer this question, let's look at other statements said by Rabbi Akiva. In Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Akiva says, Yidden are precious because they are called the children of Hashem. Each and every Yid, no matter how great or how low, is called a son of Hashem, a prince of Hashem. So the wicked, similarly, the wicked Roman governor Tiranus Rav was once asked Rabbi Akiva, how can you give tzedakah to a poor person if Hashem decided to punish a person by making him poor? How can you give money? So Rabbi Akiva answered, "We are called the children of Hashem. Let's say a king gets angry at his son and puts him in jail. Okay, if a person comes secretly and provides him with food and drink, like if a random person comes and provides him food and drink, when the king finds out about it, he'll be happy and reward him. So similarly, Hashem will reward us when we give tzedakah to His children. So this is how we can rouse true feelings of love for another yid. By spending time thinking about each yid, he's like our very own brother and sister. We will love him just as we love our siblings. And since every yid who sins is called a child of Hashem, we will be able to love each and every yid, without exception. Good Shabbos.